Okay, so we're on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph today. So 57a, page 113. I'm going to begin at the bottom of Nun Vav Beis 56b. So remember, we had Titus, his nephew was Onkelos Bar Klonikos. So Titus is dead, and then Onkelos Bar Klonikos is thinking of converting to Yiddishkeit, and so he raises his fetter, his uncle, with a type of necromancy or sorcery. So he says, what do you think about, you know, converting and being part of this Jewish people? He says, I don't recommend it. They have a lot of mitzvot. And I think recommend, you know, contending with them, fighting them, you become a Rosh. So on the bottom line, so Amar Le, Dini Dehu Gavra B'mai. So he says, you know, Tyra Petter, what's your din in Shemaim while we're having this discussion? So Amar Le, the top line, my the pasuk and afshe, that which I pasken concerning myself, when it says kliyom mechanshilu lekitnei, every day that I remember, he said he wanted to be cremated, so the God of the Jews wouldn't be able to bring him in a din. So he says what they do is every day they gather all my ashes vidaini lay, and then they judge me and do whatever they need to do vikaule, and then they burn me, they cremate me again mubadru ashabiyam, and they spread it on the seven seas. So you know, so he says, so azal askula bilam benagida. So then Onkelos raises Bilam Benegida, like a type of sorcery. He says, Amarle, man chashiv ahu amal. He says, who's chashiv in the next world? So Amarle, Yisrael. He says, the Jewish people, that's who's chashiv. So Ma'ulu the bookkeeper, what is it like if I want to become part of them? What do you think? So Amarle, so he Bilam said to him, Lo tidrosh tolman v'tovatam kol yamim. Don't seek out their welfare. That pasuk, or a similar pasuk, is by Moab. It says, and yet Bilam applies it to the Jewish people. So Amar Lei, so he says to Bilam, Dine du Gabrai, what's your din in Shemayim? Amar Lei, b'shichvat zerotachad, I get boiled in boiling semen. So Rashi says, the top line in Rashi, Mida k'neged Mida, it's one Mida opposite the other Mida, Sheba atzato etchila'am lezoro b'ro Moab. Because of his Eta, so the Jewish people began to have, you know, like relations with the Bedot Moab, so he gets judged with Shechbat Zerotachat. Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that the Maharsha says that he had relations with his Aton, so that's why it was Shechbat Zerotachat. So he says, so now, Azal Aski Benegid of the Poshe Yisrael. He raises the Poshe Yisrael, so it means like one of the sinners of the Jewish people, but if you, on the side, on the bottom, if you look, where does he have it here? No? Wait, not here? Wait, right. So there is another, where is this Jerusalem here? No? And then if we're not here, this boy doesn't have it. But there is a version that says that Yeshu. Right. So there's an earlier version that had Yeshu, that he raises Yeshu. And then because the censor was taken out. So Azal Askeb and Kibbutz Poshe Israel. So Amalei Man Chashiv Ruama. He says, who's Chashiv in the next world? Amalei Israel. He says, the Jewish people. Mother the bookkeeper, who was, so what do you think about, you know, joining them, me joining them? Amalei Tovatam to Grosh, Ratam Lo to Grosh. You know, seek out their welfare and don't harm them in any way. Anybody who tries to harm the Jewish people, they'll give blood. You know, it's like he's touching the pupil of Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. So Amalei, you know the Hugab of Mice. What's your din in the Shemayim? So he says, Amalei, but so are Rotachat. I get like in boiling, excrement. He says, the Amamar, Kulamalagal, the Rechachamim, need them, but so Rotachat. Whoever scoffs the words of the Chachamim is judged, but so Rotachat. And if you look at Rashi, the second white line in Rashi, the Amamar, the Erevin, the Elichlam, Yilahag, Harbe, Yigia, Basar. Yilahag, Harbe, like a lot of scoffing, you get Yigia, Basar, like excrement. He says, Hamalig, Harbe, need them, Yigia, Basar, who probably did very sober to you. And the Pasuk is talking about Dibrei Sofrim. You turn me him, Benizer, Dibrei Sofrim, you turn me Dibrei Torah. So now back in the Gemara, the first white line, Tachazi, Mabe, Poshe, Israel, and Vie, Voda, Olam, Vie, Voda, Zara. So Gemara Rach, look at the difference between like the Poshe Israel, like the Jewish Poshim, or you'd say like Yeshu in this case, if that's the case. He says afterwards, like, you know, seek out their welfare. Whereas in the being Mosa Olam who Rishayim, even though they're speaking to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, he says, you know, don't, you know, like, you know, like, you know, but what did he say? He says, Lo Tidro Shlomam Tovatam Kolayim, don't seek out their welfare. So then on the second white line, Amr Blazar, this line we mentioned yesterday, Amr Blazar Borei Tam Gedola Kocha Shabusha, see how great is the strength of Busha of embarrassment. Tresiya Kaddish Baruch Hu Bar comes to the Kriva Beitova Sarafan Echalo. Kaddish Baruch Hu, you know, assisted and evaded and and aided a Bar Kamsa to burn down the Beis HaMikdash. And I told you, like, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitt speaks about this line, and it's not just Bar Kamsa, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was helping him. This is, you know, the pain, and it was the Aveira, was such that it caused it. Okay, now, anybody have anything to say? Yeah, so we went through the Maharshah, and we said one shot that they thought they couldn't do anything, or that Chanufa was prevalent at that period of time. They were not acting properly, but they were trying to, like, you know, like, remember with Agrippa Samelik, the Gemara says in Masechet Sota that Agrippa was not worthy to be king, yet when he had the Hakel, they said, you know, Altira Agrippa, Sachinuat, Sachinuat, don't worry, you're our brother, and that really wasn't true. It was Bikervachecha. So they were like trying to, you know, wrongfully curry favor with people. Or then what Reb Leibowitz mentioned was the Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer says that they thought that there was some reason why he was throwing them out. In other words, they thought that maybe he was justified in throwing them out. They didn't know what had happened. No. In other words, they thought that there was, you know, some proper reason why he's throwing him out. Okay, now I feel bad because Aaron Moshe got blurped out yesterday. So do you want to say anything, Aaron Moshe? You want to tell us the story from yesterday with the sucker trevor, with the money?
Money made from America.
From America, all America's trade.
All America's trade.
Oh.
They used to say that in Europe.
Trade from a
deed. No,
even the stones are trade. Okay, now, next, wait. So, but the Sachachover didn't want the money to go to Eretz Israel, is what
from
you said.
America.
From America. But the Sachachover was in Europe, though. He said, but he didn't want to go. Okay. Okay. Well, let me hear. No. Let's go slowly. First of all, the Korban Beis Hamikdash is the year 70. Right, so Yeshu had lived and died already. Now, how important or not, I don't know. But all right, I don't know. All right. I'm going to go further. Okay, we have a lot of Gemara to cover tonight, so I have to go. I'm going to have a hold off the questions for a bit, and then we'll hopefully get what we can. Okay. So now we're the three lines down, the third very wide line in Zeman Aleph. So the Gemara is going back to the original statement at Paragolovit Paragota Karif Turmalka for the rooster and the chicken or the hen was placed Turmalka Har Hamelech, at least the place in the Hare Yehuda that was destroyed. And now the Gemara explains that he Havu Mapi Chatan V'Chalta, the custom they had was a Chasan and Kala would come out, a Mapi come out Paragolovit Paragota. They would bring out a rooster and a hen. You should multiply like the chickens. So Yomachad have a kachalik bundet romai. So one day this Roman detachment was passing by, Shaklina Minai. So they grabbed the chicken and the rooster and the hen from the Jews. So the Jews attacked the Romans and defeated them. And they said in the article, it means that wasn't, they weren't making the cheshbon. They should have thought, you know, the chicken and the hen and leave it. So he says here, after Ramul of the case, there are Manubach Yudai. So the Romans come, they say to the Caesar, Jews have rebelled against you. Atalayu, so he comes and attacks the Jews. Habu Bar Jeroma, it was a certain Bar Jeroma, somebody from the south. I think they say like Bar Kamsa, and then Bar Kochba. You'll fill me in, Michael, in a second from Steinzels. They had a Kapitz Mila, he would jump a mile, the Katsabahu, and he would kill like a lot of Romans. Shakli Keso the Tage, the Opea Ara. So the Caesar took his crown off his head and put it on the ground. Amar, and he says, Rebonding to Amakula, like the Rebona Shalom. Don't let me and my kingdom fall in the hands of one person who's got like this superhero here. Let me not have this distraction. So actually, Pumina Bar Droma, so the Gemara says that Bar Droma, like he misspoke. He said, Va'amar, and now the Gemara quotes Pasuk and Tehillim, Halo Atal Tuzanaftanu, Lotesilo Kimitsibotanu. You got to forsaken us, and you don't go out in our armies, meaning, like, we don't need you. We're okay. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? David Nami Amar Hafi. But David also made that statement. That's Pasuk. David Anui Kamatma. He's like, David is saying, like, why Hashem aren't you going out with you? We need you. We need your presence is essential. He was saying, we're fine without you. You know, this is silly enough, you know, in Eretz Israel. I mean, there are different people, different times, but like, you know, the mentality of a lot of the secular Zionists wasn't so much different from that type of thing. Like, you know, so he says here, Al Bidaki said, this bar drumming goes to the bathroom, as a darkon Hashem to the karkashe. So a darkon, like a serpent came and grabbed his intestine. He says, Venach nafshe, he died. So the Caesar said, Amar hovet rachish neniso hazimnos. He says, since a miracle occurred to me this time, Ishab kinu. So I'm going to let the Jews, I'm going to leave them alone. They like got stunk and everything worked out. I'm leaving. Shabkinu, he left. Ba'azal is dak, Shabkinu, ba'azal, he left. Is dak, where ba'aklu, b'shak, b'likushrage. So the people were like jumping and eating and drinking and lighting candles. So they could see like the Roman soldiers from a distance of a mile to the image of their signet rings. So Amar, so the Jews are like you know, joyous. You know, they don't think that I'm capable of like attacking them. He says, "Hadar Atalayus." Then he, in other words, they could be you know grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but that wasn't it. It was like, oh, you know, that's it. We defeated it. You know, he's history. He says, "Hadar Atalayu." So he attacked them again. So Amar Vasi, Klatma Alpe Shlipe Saifa Alud for Malka. So Vasi says, 300 people, like sword-bearing people, came to Tor Malchus, this place, Har HaMelech, somewhere in Yehuda. They were busy killing for 3 days and three nights. On one side, wherever this place Har HaMelech was, like one side of the city, is, you know, joyous and merriment. In other words, the soldiers are killing on one side of the city, the people are celebrating the other side of the city, because they didn't realize what was going on. Then the Gemara says, anybody want to say anything up till now? Any questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good? All right, let me go on. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Eicha. God has like swallowed up and has an adversity. All the dwelling places of Yaakov. He has a rabbin, I'm a Rabbi Yochanan. When rabbin came from Eretz Israel, he said the name of Rabbi Yochanan. This Pasuk is a reference to the 600,000 villages or cities, villages that Yanai HaMelech had in Har HaMelech. So Yanai HaMelech was a Jewish king, and he had in Har HaMelech. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marvasi, Shishimi Boi Arodo Yulu Yanai HaMelech Har HaMelech. He said that he had 600,000 villages. V'chol Kabi Chada Yuba Ki Yotzei Mitzrayim. Each one of these villages had the equivalent population of Yotzei Mitzrayim, with 600,000 men. Kus Mishalo Shuben Kiplan Kus Mitzrayim. Except for three, and at twice the amount. So I don't know the numbers, like sometimes it teaches you different things. And he says it's hard to believe the numbers like literally because the population would be unbelievable. So Kfar Bish, Kfar Shifan, Kfar Dekrai. So the three villages that had twice the amount were Kfar Bish, the bad village, Kfar Shifayim, the village of press, and Kfar Dekrai, the village of males. Kfar Bish, the Yahabi Beit Alushbiz. Kfar Bish, nobody would give like, you know, hospitality to anybody. Far Shiflayim, that was the whole Parnassa from grass. It's like something that grows. Far Defraya, Amar Yochan Shvino Shetim Yodot Zecharim Tekilu Yodot Nekeva Akrono Postcode. That some reason the women in that village would give birth to male children, then a female then stopped giving birth. Amar Ula Lidi Chasid Yehuda Akrono Pilu Shetim Rav Bat Kani Lamasik. So Ula says, I saw that locality, it wouldn't even hold 600,000 reeds. And you're saying it's holding 600,000 villages. Where was it? How many villages? It's 600,000 villages. Doesn't even hold 600,000 reeds. So Amarli Hu Tzeduki Rebbe Chanina. A certain Tzeduki, a Sadducee, Rebbe Chanina, Shakurim and Shakritu. He says, you're lying. And the same idea, but there was the place. So Amarli, Rebbe Chanina said, Eretz Tri Hatzvi. Eretz Hatzvi. Well, the Torah refers to Eretz Israel as Eretz Hatzvi. So what Tzvi means like desire, but Eretz Hatzvi, the land of the deer, is where the words were taking it. Matzvi Zeh, you know, Romat Sikasaro, just like the deer, if you flay the hide off the animal, in other words, if you remove the hide from the animal, it shrinks. So then it can't contain the flesh anymore. If Eretz Yisrael was much closer to Ravka, so too the Jewish people. When the Jewish people are in Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of room for everybody. As much in Yoshvin Legamda, when they're not there anymore, so you're seeing land when we've already been destroyed. So it doesn't look like it's as large anymore. But when it was here, we're able to fit everywhere. So Rav Minyumi Bar Chilkia, Rav Chilkia Bar Tobia, Rav Huna Bar Chia, Habiyat Be'Gabedani. Three Chachamim were sitting with one another. It's interesting. It's frequently three Chachamim. He says, Amri, they said, Milton, Kfar Sechani, Shul Mitzrayim, Leva. If anybody has anything to say about Kfar Sechani, Shul Mitzrayim, presumably a place in Egypt that was very virtuous, they should say something. So it's going to come out that it got destroyed. But if you have anything to say about Kfar Sechani, Shul Mitzrayim, say. So one said, it was an incident, Masaba Rusva Rusato. There was, you know, a man and a woman that had gone through Erusin, presumably from this town. And they were captive, taken captive by non-Jews. And the captors tried to match one with the other. So Amarlo, he says, so the woman says to the man, please don't touch me, because I don't have ksuba. So without ksuba, I can't, you know, be married to you. I mean, we are married, but our Erusin is like part of the marriage. Well, like, ksuba, I can't live with you. And he didn't touch her until the day of his death. And when he died, Amarlahan, she said to the people, you should give a hespe to this, my husband, where the Arus, that he belittled his Yitzhara more than Yosef. You'll be Yosef with, Eshet Potifar, that was just like one moment. In other words, he resisted her, but it was like, one moment, 10 minutes, whatever it was. He says, Vahai, Koyam Vyoma. This man, every day he had to resist the temptation with me. Yosef la b'charamita. Yosef wasn't in the same bed with the Ashes Potifar, Vahai b'charamita, and he was in my bed. He says, Vil Yosef la b'ishto. Yosef wasn't his wife, Vahabah ishto, and he's his wife, and yet he stayed away. So he's trying to say they were very firm people. Patach Yirach ba'amar, the no different incident. Ma'asim of Duarbi Modiyo b'dina. There was an incident where 40 Modiyot, and a Modiyah is like a sa'ah. So it's a measure. It's a measure, but let's say the 40 modiyot were one dinar, like a week, like 40 saw the marketplace. 40 saw would cost one dinar. Next sarsham modiyah achat. One day there was inflation. Instead of for a dinar getting 40 modiyot, you got 39 modiyot. So there was a slight disturbance in the market. It says ubadku matzu. They went. What's causing this? They found avgunos shabon naromo sabi yom kippurim. There's a man and a son that had relations with Nara Musa. It's horrible. She's Nara Musa and a man, son that have the whole thing is terrible. On Yom Kippur, the Vion the Beitin, they brought him to Bezdin, the Saklam, and then they did Skila, the Bachazar Rasharlam Kobo. And then the marketplace went back the way it was, meaning that that was a horrible thing, but it's clear that that was the only thing that was impacting the market, this one event. So they took care of it, and now it's Gemara. So it means that the people generally were righteous, but this group not. I tell you, I was bothered today by this. Like, it's going to come out that this event takes place after the Korban Beis Mikdash. So, but Chazal teach us that, when can you post Skila? It's only when the Sanhedrin is sitting in Lishkan HaGazit. And we know that 40 years before Rabbi Abayi, they left Lishkan HaGazit. I was wondering, so I suppose somebody in the Beis Mikdash, this is maybe an over, Mordechai Jebahari, he was saying, so the halacha is that sometimes Onshin Shalom Adin, the Bezdin, can execute judgment, not, purely LP. What the halakha per se pertains, but based on what they see the situation is, they feel they have to come down, and punish. I think the Gemara says there was a man who had relations with his wife underneath the fig tree, and they executed him. And there's no would be executed for that, but they felt it's like horates the gedon gedon. So that's the way he thought this figure. So now the Gemara says, patach idach. The third incident is one man, he's decided he's going to divorce his wife. But the ksuba was too much money. That's why they have the ksuba. So he can call me not the garsha. He owes $100,000. I can't afford this. So he comes up with an idea. How am I going to do this? Halak was made a shosh of Yina. He invited most of the groomsmen, at least his friends. Bechilan, Behishkan, Shikran, Mishkiban, Mitachat. So he gave them food. Gave them a drink, got them drunk, put them on one bed, and presumably the wife was there as well. And then he put the white of an egg, and he put it on the sheets, I guess, between them. And he got Adam. And then was he saying, like, the wife was Mazana, and that's the semen. That's the way. So if she's Mazana, I don't know where the ksuba. He says, so there's one Talmud of Shammai Zaken, his name was Baba Mbute. Remember, Bavim Bhut comes up in the first parak of Baba Batra. Remember, he's the one he has relations with, discussion with. Gurdjieff HaMelech, Gurdjieff gives all the Chachamim, and he says, he disguises himself, and Gurdjieff tries to get Baba Mbut say something negative about hordas, but he can't. And then he says, you know, the birds will bring the message, whatever. So then he says, I'm hordas. He said, I realized if I were so careful, I wouldn't have killed everybody. But now that I killed everybody, what should I do? So he said, you put out like the light of the world, so like relight it, and then hordas, you know, like renovates the base of Mikdash. So he says, so this is one of the, so Baba Mbut is there. So Marla and Kaki Kalani Mishamay Azakin, I am a sower from Shamay Azakin. Woven base is so lame in the word that the white of the egg is solely withdraws from the fire. But so I didn't understand exactly how this works, but it's saying the way Rashi understands it, that woven base forms like a crust. In other words, if I bring fire close to it, it forms like a crust on the garment or whatever it's at. He says, the Shikma Zera, no coming away. The Shikma Zera, it gets absorbed in the garment if you bring the fire. Not Kumatsu Kedvarav. So they found it's Slovan Beitza. They did like a clinical test. They have a Yula Beit then. So they brought this man who had, you know, contrived this whole matter. Bezin, Mihil Kuhu, they gave him Malkot. They booked Kubat Tami Menon, and they had the Ksuba from him. So, but the point being, it's very from place and they're doing justice. And just, so he says, Amalei Abayi, the Rav Yosef. So Abayi says, Rav Yosef Abayi. And Rav Yosef obviously lived long after these events. Since they were so righteous, why did they get punished? This course of Chani Shalom Tzrayim. So I assume it means, you know, there was a revolt in a lot of the Jewish communities in North Africa around 117 CE. Like this is during the time of the Emperor Hadrian. And he suppressed it and he killed off a lot of the Jews there. So I assume this was it. So he says, why did they get punished? So Amar Leim, Abel Al Yerushalayim. Because they didn't mourn for Yerushalayim. That you should, you know, be joyous for Yerushalayim, and everybody who mourns for her should be joyous for her. But they weren't mourning for Yerushalayim. You know, I think I read once. Let me take a look. There's a Baal Shah here that they felt that they were happy, like Yerushalayim, like it's sort of like a competition. In other words, now Yerushalayim's not around, so we're the main center. You know what I mean, like that type of thing. Let me just see if I can see with the parsha. So he says, his Barshas brings something else. He says, he gave the doctor, Kamash, the Khoi, Uthi, a Khara Korban, which sounds like they have the Korban based Mikdash. He says, the Labo is flying with Babin Bhutta and his car by Udda, it was on Hordas. Babin Bhutta. He lives before the Churban Beis Hamikdash. He's in the time of Hordas HaMelech. Hordas HaMelech lives around the year like one. So he's asking this is here in chronology. This is before the Churban and after the Churban. So he says, this incident actually took place before the Churban, with Baba Mbuta, and with some of the Churban, but at the time of the Churban, they were also righteous, but they weren't Masaba and Shlaim. Here he has it now. Shlaim had like a leg up, if I can use that term, over other towns, because they had like more learning there, and your Shlaim is where you make Aliyah the Regal. So they didn't like it, along its Taru, Amapal Yerushalayim. They weren't so mournful on the downfall of Yerushalayim. In other words, you should be happy when it's around, not like those that don't like Yerushalayim. Okay, who's a question comes to us that we did so far? Here you go. What's up? Okay. Yeah, he's saying that when Yerushalayim was standing, they weren't happy with it. That's what he would be to the marsh saying. All right, any other questions, comes to us? Okay, let's keep moving. Now, let me see if I have one of those sheets here. One second. Oh, they're coming up. All right, now, okay, so we're six lines from the bottom. I'm in Zion Manuals. Ashrakad Rispach Chariv Beitar. Ashrakad Rispach means like the side of a woman's carriage, so Beitar was destroyed. Davenhi Gavnigali Denuka, the custom they had was when a child would be born, Shatli Arza, if it was a male child, they plant a cedar tree. Yenukta Shatli Purnita. If a female child would be born, they plant a pine tree. And then where the children would marry, Abdu Ginana. So they would cut down the trees and make a chuppah out of the trees. So Yomachad Habakalpa brought to the Kesar. So one day, the daughter of the Kesar is passing, the princess is passing by. Itabar Shakad Rizbak, the side of her carriage broke. So Katsu Arza of Aidula. So they chopped down one of the cedar trees and brought it to her to repair the carriage. So Atunafal Laihu Mahunhu. So the Jews were incensed that this had taken place. So they attacked like this little detachment of Romans, whatever. So this is also, these are the arts where they should have made the cheshbon. Like we said, should make cheshbon, like, they chop down the tree, but, you know, let's make a cheshbon. What's going to happen with this whole thing? So Atu Ramil the Kesar, Marabach Yudai. So they report to the Caesar, the Jews in a state of rebellion. Atalai, we came and attacked them. Okay, Gadaba Chariyaf, called Karen Israel. This is a pasuk in Eicha. He's like uprooted in his anger, called Karen Israel, like all the glory of Israel, but we'll see if they're shot in a minute. So Abram Zera, Abram Bahu, Abram Yochanan, Israel Mel of Karnim Okama. This pasuk is making a reference homiletically to the 80,000 Karnim Okama, the heads of division of the Roman army. Shnuchsu Lekrach Beitar, then to the city of Beitar. So again, Beitar is a different incident, just to refresh briefly. So in the year approximately 132 CE, the Jews rebelled on Eretz Israel, and then Bar Kokhba was the leader of the rebellion, and then he eventually got defeated, and his main base was Beitar, and Beitar got destroyed. So he says here, so they entered the city of Beitar, B'shash Lachdua, and they conquered it, B'harigba Anashim and Ashivataf, and they killed men, women, and children, Ashlachtam Avin Afali Yamagadol, until like the blood flowed into the Mediterranean. So he's understanding the Pasuk, Gadaba Chariyah, called Karen Israel, the division heads of the army, they cut off the Jewish people. That's where the Gemara is understanding the Pasuk. It's not the Kudosh Mikra, that's where the Gemara understands the Pasuk. So Shemitah Mark, Roba Haita, maybe you say what was right near the ocean, Rechuk Haita Mil, it was 1 mil away from the ocean. You know, he's bothered with is that Beitar, the Beitar exists today, but I assume the historic Beitar as well, was like 5 miles southwest of Yerushalayim, so it's a lot more than a mil from the Yama Gadol. I don't know how to reconcile that with what the Gemara is saying here. He says, Tani Reb Lezer Gadol Omer, Lezer Gadol says, Shnina Chalim Yesh Bikar Yadayim. There are two rivers that flow in the valley of Yadayim. Echad Moshech Elach, Echad Moshech Elach. One flows this way, one flows the other way. So the Chachamim evaluated that each one was two parts water, one part blood. In other words, there was a real carnage that took place there. You know, I guess the only thing that came to my mind, many years ago, I remember when I visited Israel many, many years ago. So they took me to Gibbat HaTachmoshet, which is Ammunition Hill in Yerushalayim. So the fellow who was guiding us said that after the Six-Day War, he said the ground was like soaked with blood. He said he had been there like shortly after the war. He said, they have these sort of like, not bunkers, what do they call it, like trenches. Trenches, and there's a curl in the trench, and every time he was saying like an Israeli soldier would get to the curl, he'd be shot by a Jordanian soldier, and it was real bloodbath. So he's saying that the Arab Legion, whatever was the group that was at the Gibbat HaTachmoshet, they had made like this promise to King Hussein that they would defend it, you know, that they would, and he said that they had really fought, you know, very hard over there. So he said that the ground was like soaking with blood. Anyway, so that's what comes to mind with this. What a lot. I mean, when I was there last, it's like a park or anything, but anyway, let's take a break in the Gemara. So he says here, okay, on the bottom line, when each time of the Brisa we learn, 7 years, the Goyim were able to, you know, fertilize their vineyards from the blood of the Jewish people, below Zebel, without using any Zebel. Turn page, top line, number days. So the Gemara says, Amr B'chibar Abed, Amr B'shim and Korcha. Now the Gemara is shifting. We're shifting gears again. So we went from the Korban Beis HaMikdash to the Bar Kokhba Rebellion. Now the Gemara is shifting to the Korban Bayit Rishon. It says, Amar b'chibar Abin Amar b'shimin Korcha Zachli Zaken Echad Mi'anshei Yerushalayim, that one Zaken from the Anshei Yerushalayim said to me, "B'bikazu Arad Nebuzar Radan Rab Tabachim Matayim Ba'achad Esrei Ribo," that in this valley Nebuzar Radan, Nebuzar Radan was the Rab Tabachim from Nebuchadnezzar. They said chief executioner or general, anyway, but he's working for Nebuchadnezzar, and he killed, it comes out to be, do the math, 2,110,000 Jews. He says, "We Yerushalayim Arad Tishim Yarba Ribo." In Yerushalayim, he killed 94 Mi'iris, means 940,000 al Eben Achad, on one stone. So again, the numbers seem very large. So they usually have drashas to make with that. He says, "Achilak tamam in the gab of the Moshe Zechariah," until the blood flowed, and the blood from the Jewish victims touched the blood of Zechariah. So the blood of Zechariah is not the famous Zechariah. There's Navi Zechariah and Treyasar. That's Zechariah ben Berechia ben Ido. This is a different Zechariah. This is Zechariah ben Yehoyada. And he says that he HaKohen, Zechariah ben Yehoyada HaKohen. So they were worshiping Yoash as a god, and he said, "Don't do that," and they killed him. So he says here, like a religious leader, that's what happens. You stand up for things, they kill you. So he says, "The Kayema Shenemar Damim Damim Nagao," that the blood touched the blood. In other words, it's the pasuk in Hosea. So he says, "Ashkel is made." So this Nebuzar Adon comes in, and he shechs all these people, and he says, he sees that the blood of Zechariah is like gurgling up and bubbling. Says, and this had happened even in time of Nebuzar Adon. It happened like over 200 years before his time. He says, "Amar my high." He says, "What's this all about?" So Amar le damis ba'achim d'shtapu. He says, it's a base of Mikdash. We shed a lot of animals here. That's what it was. So he says, "I did damei b'lo idamu." So he does like a clinical test. He shechs animals and the blood doesn't match. The blood is coming up from the ground. So Amar lehu, he says, "Look, I have a simple solution to this. I'm recently mutav. You tell me the truth. Okay. He loved. Otherwise, I'm going to rip apart your flesh with iron combs. So I need the answers now." So Amri Lady said, "Well, now you said it this way, we can remember. So this is my name, Alak. What can we tell you? The Via Hababan, we had a Navi in our midst. So he was giving us Tokacha. So we did what we normally do when people give Tokacha. We rose him and killed him. That's what we do. It's like, so it says here, it's been many years that the blood hasn't stopped, you know, boiling up or gurgling up. So Amar Lahu, so Nebuchadnezzar Adon says, "No problems, I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to appease Zechariah." So Aiti Sanhedrin Gedola, Sanhedrin Tana, Katali Levei. He brings Sanhedrin Gedola, that's the 71-member Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin Tana is like 23 members. He kills them there, blown out. The blood didn't stop gurgling up. Machmim Betulot brings young men and women, Tata Levei kills it, Lonach. Hi, you know, coach, over running, brings a whole bunch of kids, Tata Levei, Lonach. In other words, he's doing like a whole, so he says, Amar Lei, Zechariah, Zechariah, Tavim, Shemim, Baditim. He says, "Zechariah, Zechariah, I've killed off, you know, the best of them." He says, "Nichalach, Da'avdinu, Lekulu, you want me to kill everyone?" Kida Amar Lei, Hachi, when he said those words, Nach. So the blood stopped gurgling. So, but he shaita, hear her tshuva b'dayte. At that moment, Nebuzar Adon, even though he has all this blood on his hands and he's the chief executioner for the Nebuchadnezzar, he starts thinking about doing tshuva. Amar, he said, "If this is what Hashem, the vengeance Hashem is taking for one innocent soul that was killed," he says, "What am I going to do? I killed all these other innocent people. I'm going to have a real din chas from Shemayim." Harak Azal, so he fled. And he shadur shtar prasad beite. He sent like a will to his house. I don't know why the Gemara mentions that detail, that he sends a shtar tzavah, what should be with his property. V'igayir, and then he converted. So Tana Torah Nebraisa, Naaman ger toshabayam. Naaman, if you remember, he's mentioned the Haftorah. He's the Tzar Tzva Melech Aram. It's the Haftorah for Parshas Mitzora, right? So he was the Tzar Tzva Melech Aram, and make a long story short, the king of Aram sends a message to the king of Israel. Here's Naaman, cure him from his saras, whatever. And he says, "Hey, what am I going to do? I got this thing." Anyways, then he sends him to Elisha Hanavi. And he had originally intended to go to Elisha Hanavi, but he sends a letter to the king of Aram, sends a letter to the king of Israel. So he goes to Elisha. Anyway, eventually Elisha tells him he should, you know, dip seven times in the Yarden and he'll be cured. And then he scoffs at it, but he does it. And there's more to explain with this whole thing. And he says, but then he becomes a Ger Toshav. So Ger Toshav we normally say somebody does the Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach. If you look at the Rashi, the second white line of Rashi upstairs, Rashi says, Ger Toshav HaYash, Lo Kibbel Shar Mitzvah El Avodah Zarah. He only accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. Shem Mar Kilo Yisrael Ovin Nefam Gomer. So there's a kasha that's asked. Let me see where he says, the Gemara learns in Sanhedrin, what is a Ger Toshav? So Rav Meir says, a person agrees not to do Avodah Zarah. That's a Ger Toshav. And the Chamin there say, if you observe the Shem Mitzvah B'nai Noach, that's Ger Toshav. So, but it's interesting that Rashi gives a shot like Rav Meir. So the questions I asked, I don't have the answer now, but that's fast. So Naaman was a Ger Toshav, the fourth very wide line. Nimuzar Adan Ger Tzedek Haya. Nimuzar Adan became a Ger Tzedek. Mibnei Banav Shal Haman Lundu Torah B'nei Brak. In the sense of Haman to a Torah B'nei Brak. Mibnei Banav Shal Sisra Lundu Tino Kobi Yerushalayim. The descendants of Sisra taught children in Yerushalayim. Mibnei Banav Shal Sancherev Lundu Torah B'rabim. The sense of Sancherev was the king of Ashur, and he also attacked twice, really put a matzor, a siege around Yerushalayim. So they taught Torah Barabim publicly. Man Inan, who are they? Shmai Bavtalion. And they're part of our Yisora, you know, with the Zugot. There are five Zugot, and Shmai Bavtalion are the fourth of the five Zugot. They're four Hillel B'Shamah. So a Hayinu Dichtiv. So now here's like, you have to, like, it's a little choppy in this Gemara. It's going back now to the incident with Nebuzara Adan, with Zechariah ben Yehoyada Kohen. He says, I placed this pasuk in Yechesel, I placed their blood on like a smooth rock, not to be covered over. And as a reference to this incident with, you know, Zechariah ben Yehoyada Kohen. Then, the way Rashi learns Pshat, HaKol Kol Yaakov, V'Aydayim B'Day Esav, all right, the Gemara is darshing on the pasuk now. All right, let me pause for a second. I've been talking a bit. Who has anything to say? Anybody want to say anything? Okay, let's go on. Now, the fifth very wide line. I call Yaakov, I dime the Esav. So this is a pasuk we know. It's in Parshas Toldos. Yitzchak says, I call Yaakov, I dime the Esav. The voice is the voice of Yaakov. And he has remember, there's Beis Halevi on that, right? It always like, he says, it's the voice of Yaakov, and he's dime the Esav. So why does he say, and it's Esav? So there's different hesberim, but one hesber is that the way the Beis Halevi takes it, that Yitzchak and Esav anticipated that Yaakov would try to steal the bracha. So they worked out a code between them that Esav would speak like Yaakov. In other words, if Yaakov is going to pretend to be Esav, this time he's going to sound like Esav. So our deal is, you sound like Yaakov. So he comes back, you know, Mazemi Harklam so bini, how come you came so quickly? He says, Ki krashem el kekel panai. He says, Hashem, your God, you know, help me. So Yitzchak says, I call Yaakov, but he sounds perfect. He sounds like Yaakov, the boy sounds like Yaakov, the hands are Esav, I got the right person. That's the way the Beis Halevi. But there's another head there, like you were saying, Michael. Now, but the Gemara Darshan is the Pasuk, I call so the Maritz Chayes says here, and they quoted from the Maritz Chayes, and they said also the Hagot Yavetz, it should be Adrianus, it's Adrianus Kesar. No, this is correct. Somebody else is going to correct that in a minute. So Adrianus Kesar, Hadrian is the Roman emperor in the second century. So he says that he killed in Alexandria. Shishimibo means 1.2 million Jews. Kiflam Kiyotse Mitzrayim. So the Kol Kol Yaakov is the voice of Yaakov screaming in pain. And Yidayim the Esav that they're doing this terrible murder. Kol Yaakov, now Ze Aspianus case, Espasianus case are, this is where, on this line, is where the Maritz Chayes and the Hagot Yavetz, at least I saw that quoted, that they say it should be Adrianus, because it says talking about Betar. So Betar was, you know, the Roman Emperor Hadrian. It says Kesar Sharabikraf Betar Arba Mil Rebo. So Arba Rebo is 10,000. So 400 times 10,000 would be 4 million. He says Va'amila Arbat Alafim Rebo. Some say 40 million. This is obviously a very large number. So you have to darshan it out. Va'yidayim de Esav Zumal Chud Harisha Shechriba Batenu Sarfan Hechleinu Bigutan Meratzenu. So the Kol Yaakov, again, the voice of Yaakov that's screaming in pain from all the, everything's being done. And then then the Yidayim Yisav, they're the ones who are doing it. Now, Davar Acher, Akokol Yaakov, here's a famous line, Eilecha Tefila Shemuel at Sheimba Mizar Shel Yaakov. To have an effective tefila, you need some progeny of the Jewish people involved with it. Otherwise, it won't be an effective tefila. Kokol Yaakov. By Yidayim the Esav, Eilecha Melchaman is Shel Tzafat. You don't have a successful military campaign. Shame about Mizar Shel Esav. You don't have some of the Esav people on that side. Now, here, Rashi again, twists. Here's a transition. The way Rashi learned, the next line is going back to Kamsa and Bar Kamsa, which is the beginning of the Sugya from yesterday, or the end of the beginning of today. It says, Behainu da Amri Blazar, Bashot Lashon Techabe. It says, Bashot Lashon Techabe. So, Bashot Lashon, it kind of. Right. So one way to translate Bashot is like with the prowling tongue, you should hide from the prowling tongue. That's one way to darshan it out. We'll see in a minute. He says Bashot Lashon Techabei. He says Bechir Churei Lashon Techabei. So Rashi connects the word Bashot to the word like Sheva. In other words, like when people speak Lashon Hara, so that like it creates a lot of strife. And when you see that, like, they hide, right? Like head for the hills when that happens. So he wants to say, let's look at Rashi, Bechir Churei Lashon, Bimrivat Lashon, Kmo Al Tichar. He says, with contention of language, that's Bechir Bashot Lashon, Shevet Makeh. I saw somewhere, somebody was saying Bashot, and it's like when the tongue roams or whatever, it's been like Bashot, we're like Shakba Olamo. All right, now, say again, repeat. Yeah, so it means that he went and he slandered the Jewish people to the Roman governor. He says, you know, he said lies to them. He said that, you know, that they rebelled against him. Yeah. Now, some want to say, not like Rashi, some want to say that this line goes back to the previous sugya. We said, a kol kol Yaakov by Yidayim de Esav, that the kol is kol Yaakov, that I think he's saying like if Yaakov maybe uses the Lashon like for tefillah, it's good. But if they're using their koach adibur for lashon hara, then we got a lot of problems. And in other words, if they're having dissension amongst themselves, so they won't have an effective tefillah. In other words, that's another way to learn. Let me see if he says it over here. One second. No, he doesn't have it. Who? What? Say again. No, I'm not aware of that. No, but we said it. In other words, we said Lashon Hara. Remember, we said Lashon Hara is the Jews are speaking Lashon Hara. That Bar Kamsa is speaking Lashon Hara. The Jews are known for Lashon Hara. Yeah, in other words, the Kokol Yaakov means that the Jews want to have an effective tefillah, they can't be engaged in deleteria. They can't be involved in backstabbing with one another. In other words, if you want to have an effective tefillah, everybody can't be fighting with each other. They got to be on the same page. Okay, now he says, "I'm Rav Yudah Marav. I just say on the Rabbah Bel Shem Misham the Gavachinim is a chayin with Tzion. There's a parak in Tehillim, and we know Tehillim is written by David HaMelech. This is by the rivers of Babylon that we sat, we cried when we remembered Zion. When Israel spoke with David, Korb by Rishon, Korb by Chain. So the Gemara says, you see from these psukim that Hashem showed David HaMelech the Korb by Rishon, Korb by Chain. The Gemara sees in the psukim references to both." Says by the rivers of Babylon that we wept, that's where we went to Galus. He says by its shame, the thieves of course the Adom in the Yom Yishlaim. It also says the pasuk says, remember the Adom who were saying, you know, rouse yourselves, like go, like, you know, uproot the foundation. So this reference to the court by chain. Amr Rav Yudah Amar Shmuel b'Tema Rav Yami, but Amri Lo Anitatana. So some say that either Shmuel said this, or Rabbi Ami said this, I'll say it was taught in a brisa. Masa b'Rabbama Yiladim Yilagosh Nishbu L'Klon. It was an incident with 400 young people that were taken L'Klon, like for sexual abuse. He says, In other words, the girls are being taken, you know, to be used like for heterosexual sex, and the boys are taken for homosexual sex. In other words, the Romans are taking them. They realize why they're being taken away. So Amru, they said, if we drown in the sea, apparently they're taken by boat. So if we drown in the sea, there's a question. Or do we have Olam Haba? If we drown ourselves, do we have an Olam Haba? So the Rosh Lema Gadol Shabahen, so the oldest among them, Darshnath Pasuk, and he quotes this Pasuk in Tehillim, Amar Shami Bashan Ashiv, Hashim Sul Yam. Shem says, from the Bashan, which is the place in Eretz Israel, I will bring you back, he said, like, Og Melech Bashan, and I'll return you back to Sul Yam from the depths of the sea. Mi Bashan Ashiv, he being Shine Aryeh Ashiv, he darshes out Bashan, from the teeth of the lion, I'll bring you back, in other words, from your enemies. In Sul Yam, and the people who were drowned, I'll bring back. So in other words, he's saying, you'll have a chelek in Olam Haba. So when the girls heard that, they jumped in the sea and committed suicide. So the boys made a kamachomer. They said, the girls, it's like normal, it's a normal sex. It's terrible they're doing this, but it's like a yeharek b'al yavur, but that's where they did it. So Anush ain't darkin lekach. This is like even worse. They're doing like this toiba, what they want to do with it. Acham akamam. Avim kafsul tokiyam. So they also jumped into the sea. Valehem aktuvon there. Kilecho ragin kolyam. Neshavik son tivcha. Like for you, we've been killed all the day. We've been considered like sheep to slaughter. Right, let's see some tosos on this, and we'll talk for a second. Look at the second tosos quickly, running out of time. So kafsul kolam and aktuvon tokiyam. So tosos is v'hadamar sechad bodazara. So here the thing is like Yeharig V'Ayavur. They're taking us for like sexual impropriety. And so we're going to give our lives. So what the Gemara says in the second of Zara said that Rechonina ben Tradion, he was being burned, and they put the Romans, in order to extend his torment, they put like these wet sponges of wool on his chest, and he's being burnt alive. And the Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, open your mouth so you'll die quicker. So he said, no, I don't want to do anything to hasten my death. He says, it's better that a Kadosh Baruch Hu take it. So the Gemara says, the person should not do things to hasten his death. So here, how do they have license to commit suicide? So Hafi Remayu Misurim. Here, they were afraid that they would like torture them. And as a result of the torture, they would engage in sex. They wouldn't be able to withstand the torture. Like the word says in Ksubas that had they tortured Hanan Mishab Azariah, remember that Nebuchadnezzar threw them into the fiery furnace because they didn't want to bow down to his image. So, but had they tortured them, they would have bowed down to the image. So you see that it's easier sometimes to be, you know, to be killed than to be tortured. He says, and here, the way this, I was talking to Rabbi Mordechai Chabahari today. He was saying, in the first Pshat and Tosfos, he was saying that the thought was that, like, the torture would eventually maybe kill them. But, then certainly, you know, they would torture them but not kill them. Anyway, so there's more to speak about with this. We had a minute. I'll do one. All right, let me do one of the sheets. There's just so much to talk about. One second. So, the issue here is, all right, you know, there was actually, you may recall, maybe you've heard about this, it's an incident. This is during the Shoah, where the Nazis did this with a Beis Yaakov school in Poland, where they took the girls and they gave them, here, wear this, and you know, we'll be back in an hour, and I think they all killed themselves, and it's nobody wants to face these in Sionot, but you know, but it's important to know the halacha. So we went to the Tosfos already. So Rabbeinu Tam in Avodah Zarah deduces from this incident, the mitzvah wants to take one's own life if he fears he might be tortured until he submits to sin. So, in other words, I'm afraid that they'll torture me and I can't withstand it, so you can take your own life. The Ritva cites an additional proof to Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. The Medrash derives from Pasuk that in certain situations, one is permitted to commit suicide in the case of King Shaul, like Sholem El commits suicide. He says, Rabbeinu Tam explains that Shaul committed suicide rather than fall in the hands of the Plishtim because he was afraid that they would torture him and coerce him to sin. So he did that. The Ritva cites the French Gedolim, who, based on the above sources, ruled that in times of Christian persecution, people should kill their own children rather than allow them to be abducted and raised as Christians. So if I see that, you know, I tell you, like during the Shoah, there were so many things, like many people were faced with the choice. It was a very difficult thing. Like they could leave the kids with the church otherwise, you know, to take the care of themselves, but then they would die. But so it doesn't seem good that they would give it. I mean, I'm not the only judge, but before it doesn't seem correct to do that. But he says here, the Marshal disagrees and maintains that it's forbidden for one to take his own life because of such considerations. Rather, one is obligated to firmly commit himself to withstand all tortures and rely on Hashem's help. He argues it is certainly forbidden to kill children in such situations, because even if, heaven forbid, they would be forced to accept Christianity, they would not be held accountable, since they would be deemed as anusim. If they're a five-year-old, so they're not responsible for that. He says, the Marshal explains the reason Sholem Aleph committed suicide was not because he feared that his captors would torture him and coerce him to sin. Rather, he was afraid that many Jewish lives would be lost on account of his capture, as many of his soldiers would not be able to stand seeing their leader tortured in captivity. They would sacrifice their lives to save him. Spare the unnecessary loss of life, Shul committed suicide because he knew that his downfall was heavily decreed and that all of the efforts to save him would suffer defeat. Anyway, so for the Marshal, he says you can't kill your children, but he doesn't say you can give them to the, I don't know, you need to ask the post like, about giving the children to like, you know, the church, but there's certainly big problems with this. I don't have time. I got to run, and then we have time at the end. We'll do, but otherwise, I got to run. Now let's see back on the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, okay. So the Gemara is darshing the pasuk Yalecha Raven Kol Yom Shalusot Tivcha. So one shot was about the all. It was referring to the all these kids that committed suicide. Rabbi Yudamar to Isha the Shiva Baneh. It refers to an instance with a woman or seven children. The case, so it's got child 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So child number 1, they bring for the emperor. I want you to serve a Bodhisar. Says, I'm Hashem, your God. Is not happening? They took him dead. So bring child number 2. Worship a Bodhisar. Not happening. They killed him. Anyone who worships the Bodhisar will be destroyed. So they killed him. I think we're up to number 4. Again, Lashon Chol. Don't worship a Bodhisar. They killed him. Number 5. Number 6, Amalei Plachavur Kukavim. Look how they were able to think of different psukim. I don't know if they were one in the other presence or they just thought of different psukim. Amaluk Tibetora, we had a Tayyam, Hashem Telebecha, Kiashem Hulokim, Hashem Malvi, Arsitachan, and other. So there's one God, so Afkuba Kazu, they killed him. Atuli, now we're up to child number 7, last child. Amalei Plachavur Kukavim, Amaluk Tibetora, and Hashem Amar Tibetomer, Hashem, you designated Hashem. He says, "Vashem Yerchai Hashem, Hashem designated you." Kavar Nishpanu LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheinanu Mavirot Tov Elachei. We took the Shvuah to Hashem. That we're not going to have any other God but Him. We have Hu Nishpalanu Shein Mavirot Tanu B'Umachar, and He's promised us that He's not going to substitute another nation for us. So Amalei Kesar. So this is the last child. So Amalei Kesar. So the emperor says, "Do me a favor. Ishtei Lachu Kushbanka. I'm going to throw my signet ring on the floor, and the signet ring's got my image on." Do me a favor, I just want you to bow down, pick up the ring, and then it'll appear like you're worshiping my image. But you'll be thinking I'm picking up the ring. So people say he accepted the king's rulership. So he says it's like pasnish, I'm the emperor, I got everybody dying left and right. Nobody's following what I say. I'm king, you should do what I say. Why don't you take a Gemara and join us? Right over here, right in the corner. Okay. Point where the Gemara is, okay. Over there, okay. So we're okay. Nun Zayin of Bays, 10 lives in the bottom. Okay. So now he says, page 114. Nun Zayin of Bays. So he says, so Amalei. So this young child says, Chavalah Kesar, woe to you, Kesar. Chavalah Kesar. Akvodat Zochakach. You're so concerned for your own kavod. Like this is like such a shanda that people think that people aren't listening to you. Akvod Kach Baruch Hu Kama Kama. How much more so must we be concerned for the Kavod from Kadosh Baruch Hu? Anyway, he used to say, I'm not picking up the ring. So they took him out to be executed. So the mother said to the Romans, whatever, Yahavu Neheli, let me have him, let me just give him a kiss. So Amr Lo, So she says to him, Banai, he says, my sons, I guess the ones who are dead and the one that's alive. Go, tell him, bring a message to Abraham Avinu. You found one child on one mizbech, one altar. And I did seven altars. He says, Apiel Talagag. Then she, after this incident, went up to the roof. And Aphlomate sounds like she'd been suicide, like she lost her mind. Yatztabakova Amra. So a heavenly voice came out and said, like the mother of the children is happy, but it means that another, you know, a connection to the Pasuk Lecho Radu Kol Yom. Now, the third shot, 5 lines from the bottom. Rishuben Levi Amar, Zumila Shinana Bishmini. Rishuben Levi says, this Pasuk is a reference to the Mitzvah Brit Mila. So Brit Mila, Rashi says, 4 lines to the bottom. Zumila Ho Radu Kol Yom, Zim Dabayit. Sometimes, unfortunately, a child dies. Baruch Hashem, we don't have that too much these days, but a child could die as a result of Brit Mila. Rishuben Laki, now, shot number four. Bottom. So this is a reference to Tamil Chamim, who let's say they take the knife out, the chalaf, you know, the shechita knife, and they demonstrate on their own body how to do shechita. In other words, I don't want to do it, but like, you know, it's a knife, like this is the way you move knives and something like that. He says, the Amar Rava, Rava says everything a person could demonstrate on themselves, bar mishchita b'davar acher, except for shechita and davar acher. Let's see Rashi. Bar mishchita, shem yitzav chenu bigmono. Maybe that he'll stick the knife in, like he's demonstrating, but he'll stick the knife and like slit his throat. I would not do this. You know, the Gemara says that, you know, there's different ways the Gemara brings to check the knife for pekimo. You have to check the knife so it doesn't have any imperfections in it. So one of the ways is belishani, the two fray belishani with his nail. And the tongue. I saw somebody like I know the thing with the tongue is just like it gets me like nervous. You know, it's a very sharp. Well, I think I did see somebody do it once. There was a Sephardic rabbi. I think I saw a Sephardic rabbi. I think he did it. And it's like me. It's just like anyway. So let's see back in the Gemara. So that's another shot. He says now. He says, "Bar b'shchita b'davar acher." So Rashi, "Davar acher tzarad b'marat negayim." They should suka lekotzlav. He shouldn't demonstrate on his own body, like I don't know where the tzarad could be. It's like al tiftach pet l'satan. Don't open up your mouth, satan. That makes it like more likely chaschel than it should occur. Okay, now let's see back in the Gemara. Wait. I gotta run. Let's say he says, three lines. Rav Nachman Yitzchamar il tamid chamim. I think this is shot number four, right? He says, Rav Nachman Yitzchamar, Yitzchamar Yitzchamar Shemitin Asman on Divrei Torah. There's a reference, Tamid Chamim, who killed themselves for Torah. Alecha Uraim Kol Yom. Yishman Lakish, Damashman Lakish, in Divrei Torah Mekhaim, Yishman Asman Alehem. Words of Torah only sustain a person's willing to, like, kill himself for it. You have to have a serious nefesh for Torah. You know, Shneemar, Zoda Torah, Dam, Kimuk, Ova, Gomer. Okay, I have 30 cents for questions. What do you want to say, Michael? Dorachim Tashmish. Okay. Now, you know, let me mention one quick story. What? Yeah. So they're taking it like is abizrayo to give you arayo. In other words, like you have to give your life not just to give you arayo for abizrayo, everything that flows from it. Okay, 1 second. Wait. One minute. 1 second, please, gentlemen. Okay, we're doing one quick story. That'll be it. This relates to the daf from 2 days ago, Shlomo Malka. He says, no, that's not this story. It's a different story. No. Yeah, this is it. Ashrei Adam Pachei Tamid. So he says, in 5637, that would be 1877, he says, the Chabad Chaim's son was learning Kovetz Prushim in Aishak when he heard his father and nearby Rad had contracted some kind of illness. So the Chabad Chaim didn't die from this illness, but he hears about it. Understandably, he made a short trip home, found the Chabad Chaim in bed with an intestinal colic. I'll hear from Michael what that is. Looking into a Torah Ora Chaim propped open in front of him. The moment after greeting his son, the Chabad Chaim poured out his troubled heart. How foolishly people always push off doing tshuva until later, when they will supposedly finally have time. It was like, people wait like they're on deathbed to do tshuva. He says, ridiculous. He says, they figure that returning one day before they die literally is good enough. I see in my own flesh is a very great error. Here I am, disabled in bed, although I cannot preoccupy myself with other matters and try again and again to make an exact teshuva nefesh, to do tshuva, I cannot muster up enough clarity through precise reckoning with myself. The reason I cannot is unfortunately simple. My head is heavy. My body's suffering makes it next to impossible for me to concentrate. All my thoughts are drawn to my physical ailments, and I cannot remember what happened so many years ago. Hobsheim concluded how correct their Chazal when he said, Ashrei Dam Fachay Tamim, you fear Hashem when you're an Ish. Ashrei Ish, Yirad Hashem. Unfortunately, when you're an Ish, a young man, you fear Hashem. It's okay, we got to call it a day.
So 21 days.